Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 16th day of Adar Sheni, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Demai, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Yud. After we learned in the previous Mishnah about a Chover and an Amoritz, Chover is a person who's trusted for Trumas and Maestras and Tumah and Tara, and an Amoritz who inherited their father's Amoritz, that it's forbidden for the Am Ha'aretz, for the Chover, to divide the property whenever there's chilufin, whenever it looks like they're swapping, when there are two different kinds, one's taking wheat, one's taking barley, for example. Can't do that. Now we're going to learn that there is a different halacha when two brothers, biological brothers, are inheriting their father's property, who is a goy, where one of the sons, one of the brothers, has converted, become Jewish. Now, it's mutter for a ger, to take from the Yerusha things which are mutter b'hana, even if the other brother's taking things which are osa b'hana and a different kind, and that won't be considered like exchanging. When we'll see why that is. Says the Mishnah, a ger v'goy sheyorshu asavim goy, a ger, a Jewish convert, and a goy who inherited from their father, their father's estate, who was not Jewish. Yochel hu loimer, the ger, the one who is Jewish, can say to the brother who is a goy, Tola to aved azor, you take the idols, you take the statues. Vani mois, I'm taking the money. Or he can say, Ato yain, you take the wine, which is of course a problem because it's yain of a goy, belongs to their father. It'd be osur, even if their father was not, even if it wasn't poured out to aved azor. Stam yain of a goy is osur. Vani peres, and I'll take the fruits. Even though they are two different minim, two different kinds, varieties, we do not say that the things that the ger is taking are a swap, are a chalifin for the vedazara or for the yainesach, which is osabana, which is forbidden to have any benefit, including swapping. Why? Because the ger cannot be Yerushi's father binatur anyway. The whole thing's mirabana. There is no relationship between a ger and his father, who is a goy, min hatorah. And therefore, the property has not become in his Yerusha yet. And as long as the property, the estate, has not come to to his Rishus, he hasn't been Zoicha in it. So he hasn't been Zoicha in any of the things. He hasn't been Zoicha in Aved Azora, in any of the Anesach, or anything yet. And when they now choose their property, it's like starting afresh for the Ger. And the reason that for the difference between the previous Mishnah is because in the previous Mishnah we're talking about Jewish people. One's a Chavos and an Amoritz. And they instantly, immediately their father passes, they are inheriting all the property. And now if there's two different varieties, they're swapping. It's called swapping. You're not allowed to sell things which are also, no, you're not allowed to sell things which are untithed to the brother. But here, because there is no Yerusha min HaTorah from the ger, from his father, so there's no way you can say it's come to him yet. It hasn't come to his estate yet. Continues the Mishnah. If, however, the things which also bana, like the wine or like the Avodah Zarah, has already come to his Rishus, it's come to his ownership, then also, then it's forbidden. It's forbidden for him to tell his brother who's a goy, oh, look, I don't want this Avodah Zarah now. You take it, and I don't want the wine, and you take it, and I'll take mine instead. You can't do that. Because once you've been zoicha in those things, which are osabana, then now if you're going to exchange something for it, that's called chalifin. It's like selling them. It's like an exchange. And you're getting an offer it, and that's osabana. Mishnah Yud Aleph. We're going to talk about a place called Surya. Surya was the areas of Aram which David HaMelech conquered and annexed to Eretz Yisrael. But because he did it before he conquered Yerushalayim, therefore, he didn't conquer all of Eretz Yisrael yet. Therefore, the place called Surya, this area, did not attain the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael proper. However, it does have some Kedusha, which the Chachamim put upon it. And therefore, some of the things that apply in Surya, for example, are that if you buy a property, buy a field in Surya, it's like buying in Israel a proper as far as Truma and Maestros and Shemitah. That is, if you buy a field. What happens if you buy fruits? If you buy fruits in Surya, not a field, then you don't have to take Maestro from them if it's Demai. if it's from Amoritz. Why? Because most fruits in Surya were anyway not coming from Surya, but for coming from further out, from Chutz La'aretz, and become Chutz La'aretz, so they're not chayv at all in Trumasomysis. Or, some say, because in Surya, most of the fruits are from Goisha owners, Goisha field owners. However, if you know that the fruits grew in a field of a Jewish man, then, and you bought it from him or from an Amoritz, then you have to take Maisa as Domei. Our Mishnah is going to talk about one who sells fruits in Surya and he says that these fruits are from Eretz Yisrael or from his own field. What happens? Says the Mishnah, Amocha Peres Besuria, one who's selling fruits in Surya, in this area that David HaMelech conquered and annexed to Israel, that did not achieve the status of Eretz Yisrael Mamash, but achieved a little bit of Kedusha. The Chacham gave it a bit of Kedusha. Then, V'omar, and now the seller says, Mishal Eretz Yisrael, and they come from Eretz Yisrael, Chayiv La'asa. Then the one who buys it is Chayiv to take Maisa. It's Chayiv to separate the Maisa's Demai, because he knows it comes from Eretz Yisrael. Musorin Hain. What happens if the seller adds the following comment? He says, yes, they come from Israel, but they've been tithed. Don't worry, they've been fully maizet. Namon, he's believed. Why is he believed? Normally you don't believe in Amoritz when there's a chiv taking maizet. Here he's believed, Shahapesh she'osur hu hapesh she'hiter. The very mouth that made it osur for us, by telling us that it grew in a Jewish, it comes from Eretz Yisrael, these fruits, that same mouth can therefore mutter and say, ah, and it's been tithed. If we believe him to make it osa, we believe him also to make it mutter. It's like a bit of a migui. Migui means mitoich. Since we believe him on what he said, that because he could have kept quiet and not said anything, we wouldn't have worried about it. We would have just said, stam fruits in Surya are generally mutter. You don't have to take them as a maestras. Why? Because most of them come from goyim or from chutz la'aretz. So since he could have kept quiet and he could have said nothing and it would have been perfectly right, now he made it osa for us, by saying that, then he can make it mutter for us as well. You believe him to make it also? We believe him to make it mutter. Mishali Hain, if the mocher says, the seller says, they're mine, they go to my field in Surya. Chayiv, then one is chayiv la'aser. Chayiv, one the buyer has to take ma'aser, because even with the fruits of Surya, they made gzera about my, if you knew that it grew, they grew in a Jewish field, a field owned by a Jewish man. But if he adds the word Musar Nain, he says, look, they grew in my field, but I've it's all been Maisa, it's all been tithed. I've taken Maisa. Namot, once again, he's believed. Shah Pesha Osro Peshiter, the same mouth that made it Osro by saying it grew my field, and that means you know it grew for sure in a Jewish man's field. Hua Pesha Ahiter can also be the same mouth that makes it Mutter by adding the comment, oh, but it's been tithed, it's been Maisa. This is all in a situation where the only way I'd make it osur is because of his word. So we say by virtue of the fact that just like his mouth, I trust him to make it osur. He has the power to make it mutter as well by saying he took my osur, even though normally he wouldn't believe that. However, v'im yodua sheyesh le'soda b'Surya. What happens if it's known that he had a field in Surya? He didn't have to tell us that even. We would have stum said that it comes from his fruits anyway. So we've lost that argument of Peshasa Peshahita, the mouth that made it also made it mutter, because it was Asa anyway. We would have made it Asa. Then Chayiv. Then the buyer is Chayiv to take La'asa, to take Maisa of the fruits of Demai. Because we don't have any Migu anymore. We don't have Migu, which is because he could have kept quiet, it would have been mutter. No. Even if he would have kept quiet, a buyer would have to take Maisa in this situation where we know that he has a field in Surya. Therefore, the seller is not believed to say they are tithed, they are Musarim.